No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Hello. Buenos dias to you. And good evening to some of you. I've noticed I have some, or maybe one Australian listener, I don't know. I have some activity from the our friends to the west. They're kind of intriguing, like the Androgynes and their stories and whatnot. I don't know if anyone's has looked into any of it. I don't really remember much of it, but you know, it's kind of interesting. But yeah, let's let me see what today is. I know I haven't done a podcast for quite some time. It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. And wow, where to start? So, we're already in February. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, everyone's revving up for Valentine's Day, for their loved ones and whatnot. You know, people are calling their exes and crying and this and that. You know, it's all part of the fun. Valentine's Day. Oh. You know, it's a fun day. A lot of kids, a lot of babies are made that day, you know, and are born around November. You know, if you're a November baby, or you're like a Scorpio or a Cancer or some shit like that, you know where you stem from. You know, it all stems from Valentine's Day, when your dad's cock made it into your mom's vagina and squirted all over her ovaries, I think that's how it works, right? Squirts all over them things, and then they just become into a human. That's how it works. I don't know. I'm not interested in going to work today, but here I am going to work today. Today, this week was kind of interesting, and I've kind of planned this out, so let me go into that a little bit, I guess. So Friday, I talked to my boss, you know, so much irony, you know, like, as I was writing out this letter, you know, I was writing it out, like, no one helped, you know, okay, so essentially what I did is I made a list of what my current job's responsibilities are. You know, like if I was, if you're applying for the job, I was writing down exactly what I do for the team. And then I wrote what I like about my job, my company as a whole, and what I don't like about my job or my company as a whole. You know, and that may include my team or how everything functions. You know, so I didn't show him the list. You know, I went to a lot of detail. And I basically just talked about it. I had a conversation, brought up several points. You know, and one of my points was like, hey, like, one of the points about the part that I liked was, I didn't like, well, I liked how, you know, we weren't doing stuff that we weren't, necessarily supposed to be doing, you know, like, just stuff that takes us out of our zone, out of our groove. And where are the workhorses, you know? It pisses me the fuck off that the people that are doing most of the production most of the operational work, most of the fucking grinding work are the fucking ones that always have to be disposable to do the fucking redundant, not the redundant, the fucking meaningless, you know, time-consuming labor, you know. Like, for example, every twice a week, twice a month, there's a delivery of Costco to our company. You know, before it was a lot better, because we actually benefited from it. Now, since we're, like, having to share with a different department with different needs, you know, they, let's just say there's little to no food to go around these days, so it's not really a benefit to me anymore. It's become more of a burden, to be honest, because now, you know, I'm having to put away all this food for other fucking people to eat, you know, and then on top of that, I have all my fucking responsibilities, so I'm expected to do everything, you know, and that's just kind of shit that fucking pisses me off. I'm always the go-to person for the entire, seems like the entire fucking corporate office whenever someone needs something, right? Because they know that I'm going to do the job right. I'm going to be mindful of it. I'm going to be detail-oriented. I'm going to think of ins and out, whereas everyone else, you know, they won't necessarily give it that much attention. They'll do the bare minimum, you know, they won't go all out. I'll go all out for anybody, you know, if I can. And that's why I've built this reputation, you know. Anywhere I've gone, any company I've worked for, you know, I've built this reputation that, you know, that I'm a reliable person. And if you ask me to do something, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm going to try to exceed and be remarkable at it. You know, and I just have that, well, maybe I don't have that reputation. Maybe I'm just a conceited asshole with egotistical ideologies. Maybe I didn't say that right. I just got distracted by this blondie playing Pokemon Go, you know. And it's funny because I actually just got into Pokemon Go again. But anyways, let me just finish that story. So, I don't know. I was just happy with the fact that I hadn't had to do that stupid task for a while, because the team that's actually responsible for it started doing their job, you know. And I was very grateful, because for the most part, it would fall on our team. But when it fell on our team, it would just fall on me, because no one else would fucking do anything. So, with that said, you know, I was happy, you know. And that very same day, when I was expressing how I was actually happy about this, I got called in to help with it, you know. And I started putting things away, you know, doing my thing. Brought the guy up. No one else was there, you know. And I didn't want to fucking help, you know, because it's just, oh man, everyone, okay, so once a month they do a celebration. They buy a fucking shitty, disgusting cake. It's not tres leches from Costco or some other bullshit place like Walmart. And it's subpar, it's very sweet, and it's basically just whatever, most bang for their buck, cheapest thing. You know, whatever. You know, they have their little activity, and I always partake. You know, I'm not, you know, happy birthday, everybody. Happy anniversary, yay, whatever. Okay, so what fucking pissed me off about it was everyone was fucking there. Every fucking person on the fucking floor was there that participates in this fucking shit. All the managers, everything. You know? And I was fucking away because I was asked from one of my people that I work with, you know, to help them with an issue that they were struggling with. So I was fucking, while everyone else was fucking eating cake, I was fucking burdening myself, fucking, or, you know, putting myself out there, making myself available, making myself the best person I can be for the people who are depending on me to fix their fucking shit. So there I am, fixing their fucking shit. Everyone's fucking having cake. Then I'm being asked, hey, come down and fucking bring this guy up because no one fucking else is available to do their job. So there I am like a fucking dumbass, go downstairs, and there, hey, it's another Mexican. That's cool. You know, we get it on along. You know, he's a Costco delivery guy. But at this point, I just had enough with dealing with these guys. You know, and he hit me with, because I have a funny Mexican name, you know, he hit me with one of those, you know, funny Mexican jokes that only another Mexican guy would appreciate. You know, and lucky I'm a pretty stand-up guy, you know, but, you know, I was just on one that day. I was just feeling everything about the job that I hated, you know, and it's always happens when this one guy that's not there, because it just, it's, the environment's just so whack, out of whack, because he does a lot of the grunt work, and to say the least, I'm very grateful to have him back. Just so sick of that place, man, and I just can't, I can't talk to white people, man. Like, I'll be honest. Like, any company I've worked for, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if they're disingenuous. You know, they have some dark magicry or something. But we just don't... I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, when I'm talking to a Latino, fellow Mexican, you know, or a European, even a European, you know, like... or Middle Easterners, you know, black people especially, you know, we all get it, you know, we can talk, you know, and it's funny because I kind of saw that in a podcast this morning I was watching with Felipe Esparza, and he was on there with another black comedian, I don't know, to be honest, but they were getting, it was a great podcast, you know, it was very enjoyable, they hit it off. And I remember watching Felipe Esparza's podcast with... What's going on here? Yeah, I don't know, but... I remember watching Felipe Esparza's podcast with Joe Rogan, and it just didn't really flow. So I don't know what it is, but it just... I didn't seem to get my point through, so... At this point, I'm either going to get away with maybe a raise, a title change, and 2 work-from-home days a month. Didn't go far off from there. I didn't have enough time, you know, and the point I was trying to get to is, like, no one to fucking help. Everyone just left the room, you know, so I just left. You know, it wasn't my job. I wasn't going to sacrifice anymore for... what I didn't have to do. I left, I went back to my desk and finished off my day. Monday I took a work from home day. Tuesday I took a day off, got a lot of shit done that I need to take done, ignored a lot 6 a.m. messages to my Teams, you know, that Microsoft Teams, that's what we're using, goes straight to my cell phone that my company is paying for now, which I'm grateful for. You know, but at this point, I don't know. I'm either ticked my boss enough to where I'm on his eye to fire as soon as possible when he can replace me. Or, you know, I'm going to get my way. I'm going to be happy. And things can only get better from here. So we'll see how things play out. But yeah, Pokemon Go. I mentioned that girl was playing it earlier when I was at the stop. So I started playing that. Seems a lot more fun. You know, I'm finding a lot of Pokemon that I didn't find before. They seem to be more readily available than they were in the past. And more rare more starter Pokemon are showing. I don't know if there's an event going on. But when I started, I'm an OG, man. I started when the craze began, you know. And I'm still higher level than a lot of people that I'm seeing out there. But, you know, the game's changed. And I like a lot of things about it. Still not enough Pokeballs, it seems. And, you know, that's just the gist of it. You got to be walking and hitting those Pokestops and whatnot. So or pay the money. So I've been playing that. That's really fun. You know, I Team Rocket's come up where if you go to the Pokestops, you know, you spin it, then it's Team Rocket, and they, you know, you battle them. Sometimes you get like a secret Pokemon at the end, you know, special radioactive Pokemon, shit like that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm almost at work. I just want to get my last point here, because this is kind of the reason why I wanted to make the video, the podcast about. But obviously, we didn't get to that today. So I heard things about the NBA changing the logo to Kobe Bryant in order to call, you know, to rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. By the way. To remember him, you know, and I think that's something Jerry West would not disapprove of. And I like the idea. I don't know if it's actually gonna happen, but you know, Kobe is still, you know, in my thoughts. Just crazy that this would happen. You don't really, like one of my homies said, you don't really take into account how much it's gonna affect you until, you know, how much a celebrity has on your childhood, you know. But I'm still really for changing the Pelicans to Kobe, you know, the Black Mambas instead of the Pelicans, you know. I really think that the only reason they chose the Pelicans is because they thought that Anthony Davis was going to be their perennial, perpetual, all, you know, Hall of Famer that was never going to leave and was going to win them championship after championship and whatnot, you know. And I think it was a homage to his eyebrow, unibrow, you know. And obviously that things didn't work out, but yeah, I mean, shit. Oh, I'm here at work. But yeah, I don't know. I know the NBA still owns the, well, I don't know, but I think they still own the Pelicans. So, I mean, if that's the case, all right, maybe they sold it or sold part ownership. I forgot how that whole deal went down, but I know, like, for the Chris Paul trade, for example, they vetoed it because they didn't think it was the best move for the NBA. You know, this might be a really good financial move for the NBA, for the New Orleans Pelicans, if they just rebranded to all black and became the New Orleans Black Mambas, you know, instead of the Pelicans. I think it would be revolutionary. I don't know if anyone else has talked about it yet, but a team dedicated, you know, that's a lot to ask for. But you know, that he has some roots with the Charlotte, and then didn't Charlotte play in New Orleans? I don't know. Anyways, yeah, when they're the Charlotte Bobcats, right? The New Orleans Bobcats. I don't know. New Orleans Hornets. Charlotte Hornets. You know, there's some, you know, Kobe was drafted by Charlotte. There's a lot of history. But anyways, have a good day. Bye.